voice of unwavering confidence. My name is Omolola Ikeda. I hope you've had an amazing week so far. Today's Friday. We've come to the end of this week. I know it's been a long time since I put up a podcast, but starting from today, I'm going to be putting up an episode every other week. So this Friday, we're going to have an episode, and then Upper Friday. So not next Friday, but the one after that. Today we're going to be talking about something that has been on my heart for some time now, and it's basically sort of relating to my last post on Instagram, and it was basically a picture image of Romans chapter 5 verses 8. Before we dive into today's topic, I'm going to say a short prayer. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for the grace and the privilege of a new day. We thank you for the privilege that you've given us to be able to read your word, to be able to learn from you, and to be able to come to you just as we are. God, we pray that as we talk about today's topic, that you would help us to understand, you would help us not just to understand, but to also live it out. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So today we're going to be talking about this thing called sin and how it hinders us and how we can move past it. Not necessarily that we become without sin or that we become saints, but how we can move on in life without letting sin cripple us. So today I've titled our podcast, While We Were Yet Sinners. And our text is taken from Romans chapter 5, verse 8. So if you have your Bible, you can turn with me to the book of Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. It says, Romans 5 verse 8 says, "But Christ proved God's passionate love for us by dying in our place while we were still lost and ungodly." Now, this just goes to show that God loved us when we were still in the world, when there was nothing godly or Christ-like about us. Some other versions of the Bible says that he loved us while we were yet sinners, and he died for us at this time when we were nothing, we're not worthy of his love, but he's loved us ever since. And I find that sin has its way of crippling us. I'm talking from experience because I know that there are a lot of things that I have said that I wanted to do, or some character changes that I've wanted to make, or even this podcast of a thing, like wanting to be consistent, but then just because there are some certain things that I am not happy about in my life, and because I feel like I'm not living up to standard, sin has a way of making you feel guilty, making you feel like, okay, so you're dealing with all these bunch of things. What gives you the authority, or what gives you the right to talk to other people, to convince them in their walk with Christ, when you're struggling in this and that and this and this? And that's a very good example of sin trying to cripple us. Another way sin tries to cripple us is by introducing fear, is by introducing doubt as well into our hearts. When we are struggling with something, whatever it may be, whether big or small, whether it's something that people know about, or whether it's something that's just between you, yourself, and God, sometimes the devil has a way of using these sins to keep us from achieving our goals, to keep us doubting ourselves, to keep us doubting our abilities, because we struggle with consistency, because we struggle with procrastination, because we struggle with our self-esteem. These are things that the devil uses against us to keep us from achieving our goals. But we're going to look at some certain points this morning to help us to understand God's love for us, even while we're still imperfect. Now, I want you to know that there's no point of you trying to do good to do good before you can earn God's love, because the Bible passage that we read clearly says that while we were yet sinners, He loved us. So you don't have to wait to start doing good before you build a relationship with God. The only thing that sin or that fear that sin comes with will keep you from is from a relationship with God. Your relationship with God really should not be based on your performance, because the Bible tells us that even when we were unfaithful, God remains faithful. So regardless of your performance, the most important thing is that you're coming to God just as you are to Him, and that way you foster your relationship with Him. That way you're able to even achieve your goals. You're able to receive direction on what to do next with the things that you desire. Now we're going to take a look at Matthew 11 verse 28 tells us that, are you weary, carrying a heavy burden? And that burden sometimes can be sin. The Bible tells us, then come to me, I will refresh your life, for I am your oasis. This is the Passion Translation. I'm going to read from the New Living Translation and see what it says. It says, then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. So now, this is God telling us, I know you have burdens. I know you have sins that you're dealing with. I know you have things that you're not proud of. I know you have struggles. But come to me and I will give you rest. Another thing is, we can go to God for cleansing as many times as we want. We should never feel like, oh, yesterday I went to God and I apologized for doing this. I asked Him to cleanse me of this sin and today I'm coming again. He's not tired of having us come to Him. In fact, He wants us to come to Him as much as we can, because that's the only way that we can give that burden over to Him. The fact that you went to Him yesterday does not mean that the burdens that you carry today, you can't take it to Him as well. If we look at Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, it tells us, come now, let's settle this, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they are as red as crimson, I will make them as white as wool. And now this is God telling us that it doesn't matter how much you think you've sinned, whatever you think you've done that could be so bad, even if you've killed someone, even if you've raped someone, even if the world has condemned you, even if you've done anything that the world thinks should be like you should be killed for, anything, it doesn't matter what it is. The Bible says, come to God, let us settle this. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Now, God also tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and I believe it's verse 17. He tells us, I'll read from verse 16 so that we will have a better understanding. It says, so we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know Him now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and a new life has begun. So as long as you belong to God, as long as you come to Him, and you acknowledge that He's your Lord and personal Savior, the old life that you lived, even if it was something you did yesterday, you should come with this heart of total repentance, that you do not want to go back to the old life. You do not want to go back to the old behavior. but that because you're in Christ and you have given off your burden to Him, you have a new life that has begun. And now, most importantly, when we come to God, there is a certain posture that God loves for us to come to Him. He loves to see our heart. He doesn't want us to just come to Him with our words. He wants us to come to Him with genuine heart. He loves to see our heart. He sees beyond the things that we see. He sees our heart. And in Isaiah chapter 29 verses 13, the Bible says, "And so the Lord says, these people say they are mine. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And their worship of me is nothing but man-made rules learned by rote." Now, this is showing how God is telling His people that a lot of people say that they belong to me. A lot of people say that they're Christians. A lot of people talk about me, but their hearts are far away from me. So, most importantly, when you come to God, when you bring your sin to Him, when you acknowledge the love that He has for you while you're in sin, you have to make sure that you're coming to Him with your burdens just as you are, but most importantly with a genuine heart. Not that you're saying one thing and then your heart is distracted on another thing, but that your heart is focused on Him. I pray that with this word today, that you're able to live a new, renewed, freshened relationship with God. Don't let your sin cripple you from doing what you ought to do. Don't let that thing that you're struggling with keep you from building your relationship with God. Don't let your bad attitude sometimes keep you from pursuing your relationship with God. Because it's only when you pursue that relationship with God, it is only when you come to Him that you can get even better. Father, I pray for everyone who is listening right now. I pray for myself included, that Lord, as we make this decision to come to You, even as sinners, daily, submitting ourselves to You, coming to You just as we are, giving over our burdens to You, help us to do it with a sincere heart. And Lord, help us to build our relationship with You and take us to the next level in our walk with You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening in on today's episode of Voice of Unwavering Confidence. I hope that you're blessed and do have an amazing weekend. Bye.